Hi, this is Reed Gussiora, Trenton's mayor, and you're listening to the Trenton Waves podcast.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, art of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Trenton Waves, we're back again, and this time with even more Biro Shock Power. That's right. I don't know what Biro Shock Power is.
What is that from?
But it's from an old Spider-Man cartoon.
Oh.
From the late 70s.
Okay.
And it's still in my head. It's never leaves that one episode. I don't know.
Okay.
It was really...
Gotcha.
A poor villain.
Biro Shock Power. Not even Bio Shock.
No, Biro.
Biro. That's like a pen. Those biros.
What?
Biros are pens.
A pen biro is also called a biro?
It's a brand name for a pen.
I've never heard of that.
Yes.
Biro. Biro
yes.
pens.
Yes. It's a British thing.
I don't think Bic has anything to worry about.
Well, not in the United States, but maybe
in the grand scheme of things.
In the UK. Anyway, go ahead.
Podcasty, I want to let you know Mr. Bill Kearney is going to be joining us. I know you love Bill.
I love him.
Bill is great. He's still thinking about that onesie. It's not a onesie.
It's not a onesie.
I know. Okay. He is coming back because we're going to do a special election episode. Yeah. Yeah. But we have to wait till September 6th when the ballots come back or the petitions come back.
The petitions. So we know officially who is actually going to be on the ballot.
Yeah, who's actually running for council and mayor.
Correct.
Right. Now, I know Reed has already been verified.
Whatever. Verified.
Bill is on it. Believe you me, he's on it.
Yes.
I know a couple other people that have been verified as
yes,
well.
Yes, but we're going to keep it under our hats.
Here's what we're doing, though, in this episode. So we put it out there to candidates to come on the show. We reached over 3 million people. 1 million people in New Jersey alone. 300,000 in Mercer County. 38,000 in Trenton alone. Okay. We have almost half the Trenton population listening to the show. So we said, hey, come on the show. Tell us all about your platform, what you want to do, your positions, the whole thing. And we'll get the information out there.
Right.
Yeah, one person responded. You know who that was?
Yes,
Mike
Rinaldo,
who's been on the show.
I know. All right. Well, it's interesting because Mike is very forthcoming, which is really what I would prefer in one of my representatives. But
yeah.
I'm not saying I'm biased or anything. But,
well, I'm totally
maybe everybody
biased.
Just wanted to wait until maybe they were sure that they were,
You know what? Too bad.
In Flynn.
I don't care. I put it out there.
I'm going to give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Hey, let us know. Hey, you know what? We want to see. Make sure we get on the ballot first, and we'd love to come in and talk about what.
They want to have
their parties.
Most of these people, not to cast aspersions, but they can't keep their drawers on straight.
Yeah, I know. They couldn't change their shorts.
They can't get their knickers.
Policy. They can't change
their knickers to stay on.
So we're going to do an episode, and we're going to go through every candidate.
Yes.
And we're going to say what we think.
This is going to be terrible.
Guys, listen. Either come on the show.
This is going
to Or you're going to leave it up to us to kind of figure you guys out.
So bad. Remember, we got to keep it positive.
Well, it's going to be positive.
Oh, dear. Dear.
And our first break will remind you of this show. But for now.
Yes.
We have a lady.
A lady.
Well, I don't know about lady, but she's rifling through a pocketbook. Can you make any more noise over there? Anyway.
She looks so scared.
Most times. I know she's freaking out. Most times when we have a guest on.
Yes.
They usually, I don't know what it is, they start making noise right before I'm getting ready to introduce them. Elaine Buck and Beverly Mills from the Lifting the Veil podcast were here last week.
Yes,
I'm
that was wonderful.
I'm getting ready to introduce them. And they start whispering across the table to each other. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Maybe they felt like they were invisible and they could just, they were in like a little bubble or something.
Have you not met these women? They're the furthest thing from invisible. Sometimes I wish they were invisible. I get to engineer their show every week.
Ooh, that is such a cool show. But anyway.
Yeah, well, go find out how you can play checkers with a white woman and not get in trouble if you're a black person. Because they covered all that.
They covered that. That's their story, not ours.
Yeah, that's their story, not ours. And it's certainly not this week's story.
No.
Because this week's story hails all the way from Argentina.
Ooh.
That's right. We're sitting here with the one, the only, as far as I know,
The one
God, I hope
only.
It's the only one. Miss Maria Herwig is here with us, ladies and gentlemen, podcastia.
Hola, Trenton.
Aw, oh. You look so mad.
Yeah, why are you so angry?
The way I look.
Wow. She's getting me nervous. I'm glad I'm behind this piece of glass.
All right, listen, I'm going to dive right in with my first question. What in your journey of life has brought you to Trenton, New Jersey?
The truth or the official story?
We want the dirty truth, the dough low down, that
or
one.
Or dirty lie, whichever
that,
one.
That
very,
one.
Very simple. The price was right.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I had a cataclysmic change of events in 2018.
Okay.
So from thinking that I
the
knew
what change of events?
Cataclysmic.
Cataclysmic.
Like I'm asking change her. I didn't want to hear her. I did not know what she said.
I had a very sudden change in my life.
Okay. That wasn't the word
that
you
precipitated
said.
Many, many other changes. So the one change that precipitated all the others was the change in marital status.
Okay.
Need I say more?
Oh, not even okay. COVID.
Oh, I'll spare, you know.
No, 2018.
2018 and 6 months
later. I'm just already trying to keep up. All right, I'll be quiet. Go ahead.
Soon after COVID hit, and for me, it was the least of my worries.
Okay.
To put it in perspective, but I was a bit caught up in my own adventure.
Okay.
It was all for the better, but in the midst of it all.
Yeah, it's not fun. I understand.
At sea, in the middle of a storm, and you don't know whether you're going to make it to the shore or not. Mm-hmm. You're not picturing the sun rising.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, like I said, I was working for the census, which brought me to Trenton every day.
Well,
by
chance. Where were you coming from?
Somerset, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Somerset, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across a character that offered a house at a price that I thought is so cheap that even if I lose everything, it's worth finding out.
Right, right.
That's how
you went to lunch one day? And
how did you meet this strange character or this interesting character?
Yeah, I want to hear more about this person.
At a parking lot of a used car sales.
Wait a second.
When I told my son, he wasn't impressed.
He wasn't impressed.
He was not.
I'm already impressed. I'm intrigued. Yeah. So you went to what?
Now I'm sweating. Like you thought I was like looking
it's
worried
hot
before.
In here. It is hot
like,
in here.
Yeah. So,
but it's not.
Just thinking back on it, I was like not the smartest, but it all worked out.
It did work out because now you're here.
And I have a home that I love and a home that became a project because as deconstructed as my life had become, mm-hmm. I kind of like built up the house at the same time that I built up my own life.
So your house was a metaphor for
really,
your life.
Yeah.
At the time.
Really.
That's cool.
Completely.
I am intrigued about you were in a parking lot, a car sales parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, hey, you want to buy a house?
Part of the work with the census was to interact with people. To reaching
out. You were
actually
doing your job. You were on duty.
And you were fine.
Yeah. Well, maybe I was on a break.
But you were out and about getting the information.
Yes, we were engaging with the community, making sure that everybody was counted, that people would respond and be enumerated.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out, was it Discount Auto? Was it over on South Broad or Olden or where was it?
If you must know, it was Sure Shot on South Clinton Avenue.
Never heard of that.
Me neither.
It's a decent person that says
a
cars.
Guy or a girl that was a character that came over to you and wolf you home.
It was a gentleman.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's so interesting. Did he know you were looking for a house or? Were you even looking for a house?
Yes,
I was not. But you know when you're walking around the mall, which I don't do at all.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, this is the way I picture it. And you just see something and you're like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It came at the right time too, right?
Yeah,
it was just at the right time. Yeah, you needed it. Oh, interesting. So then you redid your whole house.
From the
rafters down to the floorboards, right?
Everything.
Okay.
Well, this is less than 5 years ago. How far did you get?
Are you finished?
It took me a year.
Oh, wow.
A year?
Yes.
Congratulations. It took us like...
It took us 18 years.
I'm still not done. And the end of it with...
man. Mm-hmm.
The end of it with COVID.
Wow.
So that was an additional challenge. But I'm very happy with the way it looks and the way it feels.
I can't believe you've only been around town since 2018. I feel like... I've known you for
20 years.
Like 10, 20 years, really.
A lot of people tell me that. They're like, oh, really? You've only been in Trenton for...
I know, you fit right in. You're one of the characters of the city now. It's like, right?
Yeah, the first day I met her, I felt like I knew her for
When did we meet? What was the first time?
I met her at the Ellerslie. And I immediately didn't like her.
You say that about a lot of people,
Frank. I'm not saying I'm a good judge of character. I go with what I go with. No, but we started talking on the veranda, her and I.
What was the event?
I remember, I think.
Remember that?
What was it?
Oh, I'm going to leave a pool of sweat over your table.
It's okay.
I talk about COVID and having to
wipe. We don't care.
It was the pets at the museum.
No.
Yes.
Because that was last year.
Right. That wasn't it.
I've known you before last year.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I think she's right.
No.
I actually do think she's right.
Showed up with the pets? Dogs.
Yeah, they had like stuff, dogs and stuff, and snacks on the veranda, like wrapped snacks.
The pet event at the Ellerslie that I ran
not
with?
Not paws for pets.
Oh.
It was a different pet thing.
I don't know.
Am I right?
Does it really matter?
Yeah, really. We're trying to figure out when we met.
Oh, man, I don't know. Well, we know it was at the Ellerslie. And we just got chit-chatting.
By the way, one of my all-time favorite places in Trenton.
Is it
really?
Right.
I love the museum.
Trenton City Museum at the Ellerslie Mansion. That's technically the correct
nomination. Yeah.
Aren't you on the board there?
No, you should not remind me of my short stint. That was rather embarrassing.
Oh, wait a second. Yes, you were on the board.
So briefly that I...
For like...
20 minutes.
10 minutes. 20 minutes.
No, it was on me, really. Like, I was honored that I had been elected, but then a mountain of things all of a sudden happened at the same time.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, to be responsible, instead of starting to look terrible within 6 months, I'll just do a preemptive resignation.
Oh, you stepped down before they asked you to leave.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think any board... asks people.
Oh, I think you'd be surprised.
Oh, okay. So why is the Ellerslie your favorite place? I'm curious.
One of my favorite places. First, I'd like just the scale of the museum. I think that is something that anybody can go visit and not be exhausted about. Mm-hmm. Anybody can go and more or less take in without feeling that they left half of the West Wing totally out.
Right.
It's not like, you know, the Louvre or the Met Museum. Secondly, it is the museum of the city of Trenton, and it's a city that I love, and it's where I live, so I was there not to love. And also, it's, for the most part, very carefully curated, and not only does it include rotating exhibitions, but also it has, you know, a piece of history upstairs,
yes.
So it's I think, very well put together.
Yeah.
In comparison, I also like the Museum of the State of New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, both are terrific, but very different. But
yes.
I think that the mansion at Cadwalader Park is just terrific. Not to mention that it's actually owned by the city and administered by Parks and Recreation. So it's all good for me.
It is a beautiful space, and it's in a beautiful park.
And it's all volunteers, as you know, Christina.
Yes.
I mean, some wonderful, wonderful volunteers.
Right. Well, I like what you said about the city you love. So you bought the house first, or did you fall in love with the city first? Which happened first?
You know, this is really stupid of me, but I can fall in love in an instant.
Ah.
So once I bought the house, I knew I had no choice but to love the place I lived in.
Okay. Well, that's similar to us. I mean, we were looking for a house above all things. So we just started looking in Trenton. We found a house. We paid $45,000 for our house. So I know it's like in New Jersey, people are like, what, are you crazy? How did you do that? And everyone said, oh, you can't move to Trenton. And I knew nothing about it. I was a clean slate. I didn't even know where in geography it was in the state. So, you know, I'm a New Yorker. It's all about being New York. Once you cross the Hudson River, who cares? But once we moved here, we started to see it's like a little small town very quickly. And again, fell in love very, very, very quickly and easily with the city, despite all its drama and whatever.
And we are so amazingly located where you can just take a train ride anywhere in the Eastern Seaboard and be there in 2-3 hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I am amazed.
It's a hub of travel. I was just talking to somebody today. They flew out of Trenton Airport for $45. They had an upgrade. They flew to Florida from the Trenton Airport for $45. Her and her two children flew for round trip $300 and something.
Why don't we just do that? Can we bring the dog down?
But, you can buy them a plane ticket for that price.
No, but that price, right?
Put them in carry-on.
It's just a, not only is it a train destination, but you can get the plane. You can get on a highway. And the train, somebody else I know just took the train, the Amtrak, to Arizona, maybe, from Trenton. It's like you can travel anywhere from here and pay $45,000 for your house. Well, I don't know if that you can still do that these days, but you're still going to get a deal in Trenton.
Compared to other places, I'm sure.
And you'll probably get a beautiful house too, correct?
Yes, that's true. I'm keeping quiet because I feel like I can go off.
On what?
But just the way she pronounces things. Like, I just realized she said cataclysmic. I just realized that's
what she said. You just got that.
And that was like 12 minutes ago.
Yes.
Yeah. What?
It's actually your accent and not mine.
No, it's your accent.
I don't have an accent at all. Everybody else does.
You hear
that's
an
how
accent.
We all
you
feel,
You hear
right?
it in an accent.
But so, okay, so you're not originally from the United States. So where are you?
What gave you, that away?
Not her accent.
I have no idea. Have right.
So where are you originally from?
Originally from Argentina.
Oh, okay.
I was born in Argentina.
And when did you come to the United States?
In the end of 1995. Yeah.
Well, listen, why don't we just like pat our heads while we take a break? We'll be right back. But first, this is for your listening pleasure.
The good people of Trenton deserve way better representation. Four members of the council are breaking the law. That's our daily situation. We don't need these people at the top who are only out for themselves. If the people of Trenton won't act now, our town will be a living hell. Let's focus only on the positives here at Trenton Waves. Can we ask you all to describe your dream city today? My dream Trenton would be without Kathy McBride and Robin Vaughn, without Santiago Rodriguez and Sonia Wilkins, that's for sure. We won't let them ever defeat us. Your Trenton Waves with Frank and Christina.
Remember, Bill Kearney will be joining us very, very soon for a special Trenton election episode. And we're back with Maria Herwig.
Do your children still live in
I have two sons.
Right.
Almost 23-year-old and 25-year-old. They live, one lives in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
The youngest one, Mark. And my son, Glenn, lives in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, okay. All right.
How far is Houston from Dallas?
I don't know.
Texas is so big.
I know,
that
it's big.
Even within the state, you can be hours away.
Hours and hours away. Mm. I don't know where Houston is. I know Austin is kind of in the middle.
Austin's
that's all
in
I
the
know.
Middle. Yeah, that's all I know too.
And I know Fort Worth is near Dallas, but that's it.
Which I like better than Dallas. We just came back from Dallas.
Yes. So anyway, all right. So you were talking about the Ellerslie being one of your favorite places. Name another one. What's it? Oh, she's pulling out something here.
I do a list.
She has a list.
She has a list of things.
All right, cool.
I'll try to. Okay,
I like this.
She's using to write on, too. She's using her name badge from Podstock.
Hello there. Yes.
Go ahead.
You know where else I like?
What?
Right next to Task and the police station, Capital City Farm.
Oh,
especially
okay.
Especially this time of the year.
Capital City Farm.
I have never been there.
I don't know what that is.
See?
I'm thinking of the farmer's market.
Does Isles run that?
No, it's a joint venture between the city and county that I know of. I don't know exactly the inner workings. What I know is that I think it's 5 days a week. They take off Tuesday and Sunday. There's 2 days that they're not there, but for the most part, every day from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., you can go gather produce and flowers.
Oh, wow.
Courtesy of the...
Free?
Yes.
Wait a second. It's free?
Yes.
Where is this?
I don't know the exact address on North Clinton Avenue, but it's, like I said, right next to Task, the Trenton area
soup kitchen. Yeah, yeah.
9 a.m. to 1 p.m., you go and you grab a bunch of flowers or tomatoes. And it's magic, just that in a city that is not very urban. I mean, Trenton is not.
I know. It's not like a New York City where
it's
like...
It's not like...
It's a small town.
Right next to the animal shelter?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I think
so. Trentonians, please feel free to email us and correct us. Was that where the old Crystal Palace was? Not Crystal Palace. What was that place that Mike always used to talk about?
City Garden.
City Garden.
Crystal Palace. Oh, my God. You're worse than her.
I don't know why I call it
Crystal. You're like a combination of her and Jackie Vardy.
I always call it Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace. Sounds like a diner.
I picture it all made of glass.
It was so not that at all. What are you thinking about?
I don't know.
All right. From now, you have homework. Today, you're going to Google image search City Gardens.
All right. City Gardens, where they used to have concerts and everything.
Right.
And I feel like City Gardens... Capital City Gardens is somehow connected to it. It might be, it might not be. That might be, again, in my imagination.
It's all built out of glass.
Yeah.
All right.
So do you know if it's all?
I'm volunteering not to do homework.
Oh, okay.
She's not even going to attempt this.
All right. Okay. Well, this
is
great.
There's so many people that know so much history about the city that you could just ask somebody that I know has been on your show, even like Carl Flesch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just so many people.
Yeah, I just thought of him too when you said that.
The first name that comes to mind, but so many people are so knowledgeable.
Right.
Listen, if we're going to have Carl Flesch back on the show, you better get your notebooks out because it's school time.
Carl does all the walks, the history walks and the architectural walks in downtown Trenton and around the city, and they're wonderful. I think they are free.
Maybe
a nominal donation. I don't even know.
And he's voluntary.
Do you tip Carl, but you can tip him or no? No, I'm serious.
I don't know.
No, we've been on tours before you tip the tour guide.
I don't remember. I remember we did one tour. I think it was for Halloween. Remember?
Oh, that was in the mask. That was in the cemetery.
No. It was an architectural tour.
With Carl?
Yes. And David from the board as well.
I just went on something. You asked me, what are some of your favorite places in the city?
Yeah.
And I have a wonderful recommendation for all Trentonians.
Okay. What is that?
I went this past Sunday on the canoes at Cadwalader Park.
You did that!
And it is magic. This coming Sunday and all other Sundays until weather permits, you can go from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. You know the section of Cadwalader Park, right, sort of like under the playground for the children?
Yes, because it's by the canal.
Yes, that you can access through a bridge from the other side from where the basketball courts are.
Yep.
Right there, like I said, starting at 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. for sure, if not 2 p.m. They give you everything. They give you not only a life vest and the canoe and the paddles, even a lifeguard. It's free.
That's free too.
Yes.
See, folks out there, you don't know what you're missing here in Trenton. You hear the news and you think, I don't want to go to Trenton. I'm so scared. And meanwhile, we're having a grand time here. So I'm saying
5 hours in a canoe. We're hanging out at the bars.
Flip and stay home, you suburban whatevers.
I didn't say that.
I did. I did. I don't care. I'm done with that whole mentality.
What about if you hurt somebody's feelings by saying something like that?
I hope I did.
You just hurt mine, Christina.
Why?
Why? You live in Trenton. Relax. You already went on a canoe.
This is such good news. Now, here now, where I want to expand this a little bit. Somebody must be organizing this. Somebody who's passionate about canoeing or whatever, who knows what they're doing, correct?
Of course.
There's a building on Lamberton Street. It's the old Delaware Inn. When they built the Hovnanian townhouses there, they left that building and they stabilized it so it wouldn't fall apart and there's a roof and everything. It's not going to get water damaged or anything. The idea was to make that the Port of Trenton Museum. And it was also going to be a place where kids could learn to sail, could learn about boating, could learn the history of Trenton as a port city, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And they had $1 million grant and it sits there.
To stabilize it.
So the grant was to stabilize the building. Right. But I don't know anything about sailing. I'm not saying nothing, but I don't know enough to take that on. There's got to be somebody out there who's passionate about boating, whether it be canoeing or kayaking or sailing, that could get some kind of program going. You could store the stuff in the building. That could be a meeting point.
Yeah, that could be a meeting point.
Do you know who owns the building, Christina?
The city of Trenton owns it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I think the city actually does really quite amazing things given the resources they have. And if given time and the politics align, things can happen. Maybe it's a matter of emphasis and of where the order of importance.
Right, right, right.
She has me raising my freaking hand on my own damn show. Listen to me.
Okay.
You just said something very, very important. We've been here now almost 20 years, okay? Well, actually, March 2023 will be 20 years.
Okay.
The city can do some amazing things with the right resources. The only time I've seen the city do some amazing things is when it uses its most important resource, the people of Trenton.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only time something amazing happens is when the people actually do it.
Right.
When the city does it, oh, it's okay. Well, I think it's fine. But
I think the people that are passionate and the people that have the expertise and the experience, when they find the right
niche,
road to get to the right person in the city to talk to get all the whatever you needs.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not dogging on the city.
Right.
I'm not dogging on the staff.
Right,
the
right.
I'm just saying it's just been my experience. It takes forever. Mm-hmm. And I think this is probably any city for the most part.
Well,
for
this
the
is the Parks Department, so kudos to them. No, Maria Richardson.
Well, we're going
to
have Maria on soon.
Things.
Right, right.
Yeah, Maria Richardson things. Will be here soon.
Mm-hmm.
When I get her
so.
In here.
She's
yes.
terrific.
Mm. She's terrific.
She's a big
and
she's a big fan of Maria, apparently. Do you know her personally?
Yes, she's the reason I took my job.
Oh.
That's how much I like her.
Okay.
That's such a good, that's so nice to
it's
hear.
Just the way she says it. Like. Yes, she is the reason I took my job. I'm going to kill you. That's what I'm waiting
Don't
for.
Don't you dare say anything.
See? She's threatening me. Thank you, Luma Board.
Really, talk about leadership and skills and command of resources. That department is run so well.
That's really great to hear.
And people under her also just respond in kind because she's such a great leader.
I will say for Podstock, I ran into just a minimum of fuss getting the permits for shutting the street down from her office.
Mm-hmm.
So I will definitely say yes, I had no problems with that.
Kudos to you, Maria. So,
all right,
thank
Maria,
you.
You're coming in next.
Thank you for doing your job and being the leader that you are. We really appreciate it.
We really do. And you know what else I appreciate?
We don't say that enough.
I appreciate being able to take a break.
Oh, another one.
Another one. And then that's it. It's the last break podcast here. So just calm
We're
down.
We're just getting started.
What the hell? What do you want me to do? Hang on 1 second. And we're back. Just had to take a break from our Maria Richardson love-in.
Oh, but it's always, I'd rather give someone a compliment than have to write an angry letter about something.
This
I'd
is
rather
true.
Give them flowers, right? And it's so
sure.
nice to have someone be doing the job that they're in.
So who offered you the job? Was it Maria? Or did you apply for the job? Well, what happened with that?
I applied for a job, which was a temporary position in the food program, the summer food program.
Okay. And how did it translate into what you're doing now?
I think I did a fairly good job. And
I didn't ask you that.
Trying to insert a little pride there.
Okay, fine.
So I think that a recommendation was put.
Okay.
To continue.
And yeah, then
that's
she,
good.
But then what happened? She called you or what happened?
No, Mrs. Richardson didn't call me directly. I had, like I said, applied like everybody else on the website.
Okay, you got the job. And then eventually you sat down with Maria.
Not really, because at the level that I am employed, I don't need to.
She's at the top of the. She's the director, so
Maria Richardson is at the
right.
Top.
Not
she's
you.
Just the director.
Maria,
yes, needless to say, because people confuse us.
Yeah, I'm sure.
When people that don't know Ms. Richardson will say, "Oh, you're Maria. Oh, you're Maria. Oh, thank you so much." And then I'm like, "No, no way." It's as if you said, "Oh, you're Maria. You're the one that gave me the permission to close the street." No. Clearly, I'm not the Maria that you're thinking about.
Maybe you should just, there's got to come a point where you're going to be like, you know what? You're welcome.
Maybe she could send me just to thank people for petty talk. Like,
yeah,
you know,
that way she doesn't have to deal with
like,
people.
She could say,
that's a great idea.
Anyways, you could be the liaison.
No, I don't think that would be a good idea because she's a lot better than I am.
Like, well, so what are your aspirations? Are you going to be working for the city? Are you going to go into another office or what?
I'd like to work for the city for as long as I live in the city.
Okay, but would you like to work for a higher office maybe? Like maybe work for the mayor.
I never thought about it. I really love the Parks and Recreation, which is not just Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
It's Parks, Recreation, Culture,
Really? Okay.
Natural resources. So there's a lot.
Wow, that's a lot.
A lot.
But you want to better yourself a little bit, no? You want to rise up in the ranks.
I'll better myself despite of my job.
Yeah.
So I mean, professionally. Not,
No, the reason I'm asking is because we need some inroads with the mayor, because we're going to be doing the Twister with the Mayor event soon.
I'll twist with the mayor.
No. It's not dancing. What do you mean? You said that without any hesitation.
I'll make a fool out of myself.
Who would hesitate?
But she's thinking dancing. Have you ever heard of the game Twister?
I'm not sure I follow.
Okay. It's so, a vinyl. Go ahead. You explain it.
I will explain my favorite game.
Go ahead.
So Twister is a game put out by Milton Bradley. Hi, Milton Bradley. Would you like to sponsor our event?
We're waiting for you, Milton Bradley.
We're waiting. Anyway, think of a giant board game, but it's a piece of vinyl that you put on the floor that's maybe 4x4 square.
I just didn't want to succumb to a possible double entendre by Frank Sasso, but now
that
I see it's legit, it's totally
legit. Oh, because Christina's explaining it's legit?
I'll go for it.
Okay, and it has the big dots on it.
I'll tell you what
colors.
I can do is if you need volunteers, I can volunteer.
Yes. Go ahead.
I don't know how much time we have, because I would like to propose, since this is a platform, I have an idea.
Go ahead.
But I already ran by a couple of people, and everybody says,
The idea? I want to hear this now. Yeah.
So talk about grants to stabilize a building.
Okay.
You know the big garage right across the street from Mill Hill Park?
I do.
That people claim is so unstable that, you couldn't roll the car down the ramps. It's not like it tumbles in pieces as we watch it either, so I can't imagine that it's that unstable.
I know,
but give or take, and in the few seconds that I'll be given here, I picture it as a kind of like pop hip hop art Guggenheim spiral starting at the top, with, since Trenton is so strong on graffiti walls and a light show and music, where people could, instead of having vehicles, which apparently are so heavy and would be such a liability, just pedestrians going up and down the ramps. And you could have vendors along or not, that to be discussed. But I think in the meantime, something that could be very cheaply achieved.
Yes, I totally
agree. To use alliteration.
Actually, great minds think alike, because I remember suggesting this to someone in the TDA and saying, well, why don't we use this space for pop-up things like they do in Philly, like they do in New York, everywhere. It's just a pop-up thing. So you could have a pop-up Christmas village, meaning people could be vendors and you can have, you know, people go in and buying stuff. Again, no vehicles, just people. Or a pop-up beer garden.
Even if you had to put some resources into stabilizing the structure, like they did in that building that you were mentioning in Lumberton.
How cool would it be to have a rooftop?
Anyways, just the thought is way beyond my pay grade, way beyond my resources, way beyond my level of connections. But if anybody out there feels like they can do something with that, feel free to steal the idea. I won't sue you.
Right. Yeah. That's how I feel, too. Steal the idea.
And speaking of stolen ideas, you probably have been to the High Line in New York.
Yes.
She's been preaching about this.
Oh, but we could have it in
for
Trenton.
For years.
Along the tracks.
The train tracks, right?
Yeah.
I call it the High Line.
Yeah.
Right by the old cemetery there. It runs over the overpass.
And technically, I believe there is a project, but it's taken quite a while to take shape and form.
That was my idea, but I'm okay with someone stealing
it. She's been preaching that idea on
the show.
Totally
okay.
For years now.
With sculptures, just like the High Line in New York has the sculptures. Maybe there's a little coffee cart on there, or it's da-da-da-da-da. I think it's a wonderful idea. But good news is, I don't know if you're aware of this, down by the Trenton Thunder by Cooper's, they're redoing that area to make it it always was a great fishing spot. And people always fish there. And then it fell into disrepair. I think it got damaged in some ice storms or whatever. And they're reworking that whole thing. And they're going to make it a beautiful spot for fishing again. A bicycle path, a walking path, a picnic area where people can go there and look at the beautiful views, see the trains. So isn't that nice? That's a nice thing. And it's actually started already, because we've seen the trucks down there with all the stuff.
Nice. Can I plug little ad?
Not yet. We're not doing plugs yet.
Okay. You can plug, but
eventually. Yes, all right. Yes. I can wait. I'm okay. Patient.
Good.
Oh, she's onto a whole other card now. Last week was First Friday.
Yes.
And Maria was like all around town. Maria, share where you were all around. This is how you do a First Friday.
Yeah, where do you start on First Friday?
Yeah, where'd you go?
So First Friday, this is recently. I started going to the public library. Mm-hmm. For a while, I've missed many, many First Fridays at the public library. But I went to the March Mission, the new exhibit for September. I started there.
Okay.
You started there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then Passage Theater. I try to go to the places that close first,
yes,
obviously.
That's so what we
that's
do
why
too.
I go to the library first, then mm-hmm. Passage gotcha. Theater. Then I do social.
Do you go to Artworks?
Artworks I've done a couple of times.
Okay. I'm just thinking because for us, if we start by the library and then we come through...
It makes sense.
To the Passage
geographically,
Theater.
Yeah.
Then through here we go to Artworks and then we usually end up at Mill Hill. But you go to social.
I go to social.
Okay.
Last month it was terrific. I think it was a museum caliber sort of show. As a matter of fact, museum that we mentioned here, Ellerslie, mm-hmm. is heavy on works by Mel Leipzig.
Right.
And I remember I go to social quite often and I go to Mill Hill often also. But the point I was going to make is that people have come to social for the first time in their lives because of that show.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
So people from the circumference around Trenton.
Right, right. Which is a great thing.
Yeah,
that's what we
absolutely,
want.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I might say that I don't want suburban people to come to Trenton. That's not completely true. I don't want suburban people to come to Trenton if they're going to dog on it. If you're coming to Trenton because you see the value here, then you are more than welcome. Please come. But if you're going to dog on it and you're just going to find everything wrong with it, then yeah. Stay home, go to Applebee's, watch your big screen TV,
right.
Park your car in the garage and, you know, lock the doors.
Just stay there.
Just stay inside. Right.
Because we don't need you and we don't want you.
Right, we don't. But Trenton is wide open to everybody who can see the value here. That's why.
We don't want,
it's not that we don't want them. We don't want their mindset here.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Actually, if I may say, mm-hmm. what I seek to do with people like that, and I hate that expression, people like that, but mm-hmm. I use it here for the convenience of time.
Because who cares?
Is change that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I live in a home that I like that is not typical of Trenton, especially of the section of Trenton where I live.
What ward do you live in?
I live in the North Ward,
okay.
But used to be called and still is called, even if it's not the East Ward, East Trenton.
Okay.
Yeah, the North Ward has expanded a
great
deal.
It's an interesting, I've lost track of it.
After census work and whatnot, the mm-hmm. East Trenton section of Trenton is in the North Ward.
Okay.
And for some people that's confusing. Yeah. I just, wrote memory. People have told me, oh, you're in Trenton, God forbid, like mm-hmm. the roaches will crawl up from your neighbor's houses. And I'm like, really, where do you think we are? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, we're still wearing shoes like you are. Like,
where do they live?
I don't know. Oh, and by the way, ooh, you're in Hamilton?
Oh,
seriously? Like, I
know.
No, thank you. No offense, but we're all in it together, really.
Right.
We're all quite the same.
Mm-hmm.
When people say, well, I wish you can move out of Trenton as soon as you can, I'm like, my hope for you, and this is sincere, is that you move into Trenton
right.
as soon mm-hmm. as you can.
Right,
right.
And, if you don't want to have that conversation, that's fine. I can leave it at that.
Well, I totally agree with you. I'm right exactly. I feel the same way.
A bigger person than me.
Well, we want people to see the value and see what we see. But some people will just never,
But you can have such an amazing life in Trenton.
Yes.
Such an amazing life. And I feel I have an amazing life in Trenton.
Yes.
I love it. I love the city that I live in. Mm-hmm. I happen to be very, very fortunate that I work for the city that I mm-hmm. like. And that's it.
Yeah.
Basically, what I'd like to wrap it up with is to thank you guys for having the podcast, because it's a podcast about Trenton, which is what I have become all about.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, we share a common interest, something that has bonded us. Thank you for the friendship, and
aww.
Thank you for the work that I know you will continue to do for Trenton.
Thank you for what you're doing in Trenton,
I'll do
too.
My part. That's
we're
my
all
promise.
Doing our part. That's all you have to do is just do your part. It'll be great.
My promise is that, I'll do my humble part. And basically what I feel is sometimes you don't even need to be a good person. Just not being a bad person It's a great job. I know, that it's would a be great wonderful. Job. Yeah, you could just like abstain. You could just abstain from being bad. Boy, you've gone a long way.
I love Maria. That I love is all awesome. Of her little I love that. Things.
I am definitely stealing that.
I want to do my humble part, coming from the same person who was trying to inject a little pride into her job thing before.
Now, as you imagine Trenton and you think about it, what does your dream Trenton look like?
I think it would be a Trenton where residences and commercial spaces would be occupied at a much, much higher rate. And that if it came to be that rental properties continued to be owned by conglomerates or whatever you want to call them, by people that own many of them, my hope would be that they would treat their tenants with a bit more dignity.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I feel that some of the tenants in Trenton don't have the fair part that other tenants, other places. It's complicated. It has to do with inspections. It has to do with a lot. That's just the tip of the iceberg. And to be fair to the landlords also, I know that some tenants are just right. not gems.
Right.
Yeah, a city that is more occupied.
Well, I agree with you there too. I do. I know that what you're saying is true about it has to do with inspections and stuff. We have some rental properties. When I go in there to renovate or restore or whatever I'm going to do, I imagine the person that's going to live there. You want to make it a home for them. I know they're a renter. I used to be a renter. My parents rented half my life. We rented. You want someone to be able to come home from wherever they work at whatever time of night and feel like, this is home. For whatever length of time it is. That means that, you know, it's comfortable and it's pretty and it's clean. And that's the responsibility of anybody who is going to be a landlord, I believe. It's a common, decent thing to do. And it doesn't require the city to man it. It should be something that you have inherently inside of you, right?
It shouldn't. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't.
Maria, would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
But of course, I have one of my own.
Ooh.
Trenton Waves plugs. Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
All right, Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media platforms, including but not limited to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And also YouTube. I always forget YouTube. Remember, people, Podcastia, Trentonians, the big special election episode with Bill Kearney's coming up. Hold on to your seats because you may want to buckle up for that one.
As well as the election, which is coming
up. Well, the election itself, of course.
That's really what we're aiming towards. Listen, there. So.
I'm promoting my show. I don't care.
Please get out and vote.
Well, the voting doesn't happen until, what, November?
November, but yeah. Still, let's get the ball rolling.
We can rock the vote on the show.
Let's rock that vote.
I say, you know what we should do?
What?
We should do a live broadcast on Election Day.
Okay.
I don't know who we're going to interview.
Oh, we could just have people stop in. It'll be random. Ooh.
We need a solid, like when we did it with Andrew Wilkinson for Art All Day, that 3-hour episode.
Mm-hmm. I was whenever, exhausted.
I know. We were so tired. Thank God for Joey Bayard walking down the street at least and they had long city blocks.
I'll never forget that.
With drinks, with cocktails.
With icy cold, refreshing cocktails from...
They were mules, weren't they mules?
I don't know. I think it was that special drink that they make over at Smokehouse. The with green
that,
one.
That weird liquor, whatever that is.
Green one.
Reggie.
That Reggie makes. And it was just perfect. And it's like, how did you know, Joey?
Oh, man. Joey Bayard, man. That guy's a prince. He really
He's
is.
He's got to come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know but Joey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows Joey. You know Joey.
Yeah, Joey with his favorite show, Dr. Pimple Popper, that he watches on YouTube.
And he has his own show. You know, he walks around town, he videotapes, he interviews people.
All right, he has his own show.
He has his own show.
It's not a show.
It is a show.
It's his social media.
It's still a show.
Joey Bayard alone is a show. Walking around town, that's the Joey Bayard show.
I love it.
But you never know when it's on. It's just whenever you see him, that is on.
If you're lucky enough to catch it.
Right. Also, Ed Lopez is now hiring for the station.
Yes.
So if you've ever wanted to work in a restaurant scene, get in touch with Ed Lopez at the station. Just Google him. He's known as Ed Latin Bistro on Instagram. Ed Latin Bistro.
He's looking to hire wait staff,
and just
bartenders.
Say, hey, Trenton Waves told me you were hiring. Just say that.
And I want to be a bartender.
You're guaranteed. Listen, you can't be a bartender because the way you want to do it, no bartender does it the way you do.
I'll be an apprentice. I'll help.
To who?
For the busy nights.
I don't see this happening.
Can you see me as a bartender, Maria?
Oh, you caught me laughing.
Wait a minute. I didn't say I can't see you as a bartender. I can't see you as a bartender as per the way you want to do it.
I just want to work when I want to work.
Yeah, she wants to work whenever she wants to work. It could be a half hour. It could be on a Wednesday. But she can't stick to a schedule.
So you don't depend on me. You just use me as extra help.
No one does that.
I think Christina wants to get paid just to hang out.
Yeah, tell me about it.
That's a great idea.
Of course. That's right up to a twister at the mayor.
Thank you, Maria.
She's been working on this idea since 10 years old. Okay?
How can I work by just hanging around and get paid?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, now you're talking and you're getting paid, sort of, right?
It's not bad.
I mean, you mentioned Jim Beam, they became a sponsor. You mentioned Milton Bradley, I'm still working on them.
And Peepers.
And Peepers. Let me just show you my glasses.
Do you like my glasses?
Do you like those glasses?
And they're pretty, right?
Audio show.
These are great. Peepers. Hey, Peepers, I love your glasses. I want to say I have had many, many compliments on them. And I actually bought them in a little shop called Rummage in Brunswick, Georgia. Shout out to Rummage. Awesome spot.
Shout out to Brunswick.
And Courtney, who is the owner, was singing high praise of your glasses.
Yeah.
I bought a pair and I'm very, very happy with them.
And Peepers, I have a pair too. It's at home.
Oh.
They're brown.
They're more manly.
We really like your product, Peepers. So I say you come on as a sponsor and we make some beautiful music together.
Absolutely.
You pay us and we'll talk about Peepers.
And wear them.
And we'll wear them. And we'll do a video and we'll do a promo that will drop once a week for 3 months. Professionally produced. Yeah, that's all I got to promote.
All right.
Do you have anything else?
No.
Excuse me.
All right, I want to know. No. We're getting to you, Maria. Ah. It's called we're directing a show. We're coming to you. Wow. She's impatient. It's that Argentinian blood.
It's just a matter of timing.
We're going to come over to you right now with what you have to plug. Ready?
Which is very simple.
Go.
Okay.
I have a hobby, actually.
Okay.
That I hope to get paid for.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I bought a collection of rugs, pure wool, contemporary, made in Turkey. Very, very hip sort of rugs.
Okay.
And if anybody would like to take a look at them, granted, I should have first hired Frank Sasso to make a website for me, but I didn't. So I'll allow everybody to look to my Facebook page, which is Maria Herwig Textiles.
Oh, okay.
On Facebook.
Okay.
And you can see a few pictures.
Is that all one word, no spaces?
It's on Facebook, Maria Herwig Textiles.
Right, but there's no spaces. It's all one word.
No, it's just the three words.
Separated by a space.
That's how you find me.
So Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Herwig, H-E-R-W-I-G, Textiles, T-E-X-T-I-L-E-S.
See.
All right.
Thank you.
Just do a search for that on Facebook, and that's her Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. So you're selling these rugs on Facebook? There's pictures and sizes and everything and prices
on a few. I mostly take it on the private message reel.
Okay.
Do you ship them?
I can ship them, but because they're bulky,
it's going to be a lot of
adds
money.
To the,
right?
Yeah. And not to mention that these are handmade. So
if you compare them
to what you can get at IKEA,
you're
like, oh, come on, Maria, yours is $400 and I can get one from IKEA. At
40. But it's handmade. Yeah, it's from Turkey.
Right.
Where do you get them from?
I got them all from Turkey.
You have a supplier?
They're all Doku. Doku trademark, which means nothing for us here. But at this point, what I'm trying to do, Frank, honestly, is terminate the inventory.
Okay.
That's why I can sell them at such good price.
Okay. Oh, so this is a going out of hobby sale.
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Until the next one. These rugs, I'm seeing them right now, would fit in any decor. It could be modern. It could be traditional. It could be anything because they're so beautiful. And the colors.
And you know where else they would fit very well, if I can plug myself to you guys, even as tapestries for acoustics.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, in the studio?
Yep.
Really?
Oh.
Yep.
So you're just going to liquidate everything. And then that's the end of that. So this is a going on a hobby sale.
Yes.
And while supplies last, this is it. Your only chance, really, to get a Turkish rug for an extremely good price.
From Maria Herwig, you can go pay double from anybody else.
From you.
Yeah.
Right, and you're a local.
Of course, you wouldn't get the vignette of, telling that you got it from me.
Right. Now, I would say come and pick them up.
Yeah, I would do local only.
Maybe that strange character from the auto place will come by and buy a rug from you.
About how many rugs do you have?
About 80.
Oh, wow.
80?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, cool. And they're all in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right. Get them while they're able to be gotten.
That's right. And that, about does it for yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.
Maria, is this your house?